We're on Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, which is discussing a dispute between Rabbi Lai and the sages. The Braisa had said, if you have an animal owned by partners, again, thank you all for coming, and may our learning be a merit, Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nachama Bracha, Leah Shalom, Bas David Mordechai, and a S'chus for Refua Shalema for Shimon Simcha, Ben Penina Yehudis.
And also Yitzchak Ben Simcha.
And Yitzchak Ben Simcha.
Amen.
So we're learning about an animal owned by partners. So partners own the five animals that are being sheared, or the two animals that are being sheared according to Beis Shammai, and they produce a lot of wool. Do the partners have to give out of the wool that's produced a chunk of wool, five slime worth of wool, as Reish Zagez, as a gift to the Kohen? So the Chachamim say, Behemas HaShutfim is Chayv in Reish Zagez. And Rabbi Lai said that an animal of Shutfim is exempt from Reish Zagez. So we're up to here, sort of a third of the way down, in Kuflam and Hamad Be'ez V'Yibay Yisema. Alternatively, I can tell you another explanation in terms of the argument between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lai. Tarvayu, the Rabbi Lai, Tzoncha Nafka. Rabbi Lai learns the idea that if a Jew is a partner with another Jew, or if a Jew is a partner with a Gentile, that he's exempt from Reish Zagez, because the word says, the Torah says Tzoncha, Reish Zagez Tzoncha, the first harvest, the first shearing of your wool, right? Your sheep. Tzoncha, your sheep. So your sheep, but not the sheep of you and somebody else. Not the sheep of you and a Gentile. Shutfist of the Kochavim, my taima. What's the reason why if you're a partner with a Gentile, you don't have to give from that wool? To lo miyach delay, because it's not tzoncha, it's not your sheep. Because it's you plus somebody else. In this case, the Gentile. The Yisrael nami. And even if your partner's a Jew, nami lo miyach delay. It's not tzoncha, it's not your sheep, because it's you with a Gentile, you with another Jew. So it's not just you. However, the Rabbanan, they disagree. They say no. Ovi kochav lav bar chiyuvahu. A Gentile is not obligated. So a Gentile is not obligated. So therefore, if you and a Gentile are partners, since he's not obligated in Reish Zagez, so yeah, it's not soncha. But when your partner is a Jew, Yisrael bar chiyuvahu, a Jew has obligations in Reish Zagez. So both you and the Jew are obligated in Reish Zagez, even though it's soncha, your sheep, even though the Torah calls for soncha, your sheep, this is called your sheep. The Torah is addressing both of you, both the Jew and the other Jew. Your sheep, give from it Reish Zagez.
I thought that is Am Yisrael Chai, you know, Jews are like 10 Jews. Like one Jew, so you means, you
I
know,
guess Rabbi
one.
Rabbi Lai disagrees. I mean, you know, of course he agrees that Jews have united for a minion or things like that, but he thinks that when the Torah says tzoncha, your sheep, it's saying yours, but not you plus somebody else.
I said you means
a ten or a
you know,
they're not.
One. Is it every time you shear the wool, or is it just the first time on that sheep?
No, if when you have five sheep together,
right,
and you shear from the five sheep together, from each sheep, 12 slime worth of wool, which is 240 grams worth of wool, then if you, so 240 times 5 is, I guess, 1,200 grams. If you have, if you've sheared 1,200 grams worth of wool, then you have to separate from that 12, from that pile of 1,200 grams of wool, 100 grams of wool to give to the Kohen.
But if this is, if you do that in one shot, yeah, if you do them in 2-3 day period,
then not.
Then it's, you know, you're not obligated.
That's right.
Now that partnership, it could be 99% and 1%, it still is.
Correct.
It doesn't work like that, right?
Correct. If the non-Jew is a partner in any share, then there would be an exemption, according to Rabbi Lai.
Uh huh.
I'm a Rava. Rava said, Rabbi Lai, you exempt any Reish Zagez owned by, any wool owned by partners from Reish Zagez. Mod Rabbi Lai b'tshuma. Rabbi Lai would agree, though, tshuma is different. That if you have partners owning grain, they have to separate from the grain, tshuma. V'yafagav d'chziv, you know it says by tshuma in the beginning of that very same pasuk. It says, Reish is tegancha, the beginning of your grain. which sounds like didach in yours, yes, deshutvach lo, but your partner not. So then, why does Rabbi Lai say that there's a difference between truma and reish lages? The answer is because of Rachmana, since Hashem says trumo seichem in the plural tense, your truma. That's to include even partners. If so, el degan chalamali. So why did Torah say your grain, which seems to exclude partners? That's only lemute shutfes ovid kochavim. That's to exclude when your partner is a non-Jew. When a Jew and a non-Jew are partners in grain, then you don't need to separate truma from the grain. But when a Jew and a Jew are partners in grain, they do need to give truma from the grain. So similarly, we have with challah. Even Rabbi Loi, would tell you in regards to challah. Challah is that when you have dough, you have a mitzvah to separate some of the dough and give it to the kohen. Avagav dechsev, even though it says reishis ariso seichem, the first of your dough. Vikolamem, when you could say neilif reishis mireishis ages. Let's learn gzeira shava. It says reishis ariso seichem in regards to challah. It says reishis in regards to reishis ages. Malahal deshut fuslo, just like in regards to reishis ages. Partners are exempt from Reish Sages. Afkan, so to here we should say, since it says Reishis, in regards to Chal Deshut Faslo, partners should be exempt. So that's what you would have thought, says Rabbi Lai, even though I exempt partners from Reish Sages, Kasab Rahman, Ariso Seichem, Hashem says, your dough, in the plural tense, Ariso Seichem, even when you guys are plural owners, you're obligated in Chal. Ask the Gemara 1 second. All the time, it's because you have a special pasuk in the plural tense of Ariso Seichem to include partners in challah. Halav hachi, but if not for this, Hav Amin would have thought to say, Nelef Reishis 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 Ages. Let's learn Xerah Shava Reishis 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 Ages and say that partners are not obligated in challah. Why? Why? Adrab, the opposite. Nelef Mitchum, one we learn from Truma. Just like in Truma, partners are chayiv in Truma from the word Trumo Seichem. So to in Challah, partners should be chayiv in Challah. Hachanami. So you're right. The source that partners are chayiv in Challah is what we learn from Truma. Okay, so now what do you do with the word Ariso Seichem? El Ariso Seichem Lamali. So why do we need the pasuk Ariso Seichem? Your, in the plural tense, your dough. And so the Gemara, Kedei Ariso Seichem, that's to teach me that how much dough is chayiv in challah, like your dough currently in the desert. How large was the dough? The dough was an omer. The dough was 5 pounds, because that's how much mun came down every day per person. You only had 5 pounds. You didn't have more. You didn't have less.
2 kilograms.
No matter what, that's what it was. That's right, 2 kilograms. So that's the source, like your dough. That's the amount of dough that when you to have, where are you to have it going forward after the desert? You have to separate from it. Challah. All right, another law. Again, Rabbi Lai says that in regards to Reishis Hages, partners are exempt. What about other areas? So Peah, there's a law that you have to leave a corner of your field for the poor. So Afagav Dechsev Sadcha, even though the Torah says your field, which sounds like singular, didach in yours. Your field, you have to leave a, if it's yours, you have to leave a corner. Shutfis lo, but if it's a partnership owned field, you wouldn't have to leave a corner. Since Kasav Rachman of Kutzrachem is Ktsir Artzachem, since Hashem says Kutzrachem, which is plural, and when you in the plural will harvest, and Artzachem of your land in the plural, when you will harvest, that's to include also a partnership owned field in Peah. If so, el asad chalamli. So what do we need the word sadcha, your field, in the singular? What's that to teach me? Partners are obligated in Peah. The answer is l'mute shutfas ovdei kochav. To exclude a field which you have in partnership with a Gentile, then you don't need to leave Peah. All right, another law with Rabbi Lai. Again, Rabbi Lai says that partners of who own wool together, own sheep together, don't need to separate. Reishis Hages. What about Bechor? Bechora, the law of a firstborn. Afagav dechsev, the Torah says, Kol Bechor. Kol ha-Bechor she-yivoleid biv-karcho v'tzoncha. Hazachar takdish la-Hashem. It says, any firstborn born. Biv-karcha, in the singular. In your cattle. In your sheep. Didach in the shutfo slow. That would sound like it has to be yours. It can't belong to partnership. But says Rabbi Lai, Kasev Rachmana, since the Torah says, Uvechoros bikarchem. The karchem is singular or plural? Plural. It says tzonchem. So Tzonchem is singular, plural. Plural. It doesn't say Tzoncha. It doesn't say Bekarcha. It says Bekarchem. So since it says Bekarchem and Tzonchem, it's to include partnership. If so, that partners who own an animal and then they have a firstborn, that firstborn has the status of Bechor. Ela Bekarcha v'Tzoncha lamali. So why did the Torah say in the singular tense Bekarcha and Tzoncha? And so the Gemara, again, Limute Shutfas Ovid Kochavim, to exclude if the partner is a Gentile, that's not called Bekarcha and Tzoncha, and then you are exempt from Bechor. Similar in regards to Mezuzah.
Or the Gentile.
Yes, Jews, that's right. But Jews and Jews, their animal, their firstborn animal has the law of Bechor. In regards to Mezuzah, Alpha Gavdach, even the Torah says, Uchsav Tal Mezuzah Beisecha, which would sound like Didach in. If it's your house, only Beisecha, singular. A single person owns a house, has to have a Mezuzah. Should for slow, but if it's owned by partnership, then not. That's because of Rachman. That's what Hashem said. Leman yirbu yameichem, v'yamei b'neichem. So that you'll have many days in the days of your children. In the plural tense. Vela beisecha lamalis. Why did the Torah say mezuzos beisecha? The singular. Lamai asa. What's that for? And so the Gemara, look at the Rabba. That's for the lesson of Rabba. The Marabba Rabba said, beisecha is to teach you derech biyasecha min hayamin, that you put the mezuzah the way you walk in on the right hand side as you enter into the room. All right. Similarly, maaser in regards to maaser, the Torah says maaser degancha, 10% of degancha, not degnechem, your grains. It says your grain in the singular tense. That would sound like dilach in, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It should sound like it has to be yours. The should for slow, but if partners own grain, then they don't need to separate maser. That's what Kasa Rachman, that's what Hashem said, masro seichem, which is plural, not masro secha, but masro seichem, to include partners in maser. If so, ela maser degancha la mayasa. So why did Torah use the word maser degancha? What's that to teach me? Again, lima'ute to teach me. To exclude shutfus to ovid kochav, it has to be your grain, but not if it's you and a Gentile. That's not called degancha, and then you are exempt if the partner is a Gentile. And now another situation, last parak, matanos, namely the gifts of Zerah L'chayim v'keva, afagav d'chasav rachman, even though Hashem said, v'nasan la'kohen, Zerah L'chayim v'keva, and he shall give, not v'nasnu, they will give, but v'nasan, and he will give to the kohen, the arm, and the cheeks, and the stomach. Ikalim, you could have said, we should say, nesinu, nesinu, mereshus, I guess, that's when Xer Shava, nesinu, nesinu, mereshus, I guess. Just like in Reish Sagez, Malahalim, the Shutfus Slow, the partners, we said, are not obligated in Reish Sagez, according to Bilai, Afkan, the Shutfus Slow, so maybe also in the Zerah L'chayim v'keva, if an animal is owned by partners, are not obligated. Kasev Rachmana, that's what Hashem said, Me'ez Zovchei Hazeva, from those who slaughter, the slaughtered animal, Zovchei in the plural tense, to include partners. Ella, so says the Gemara, Taima, the Kasev Rachmana, Me'ei Zovche HaZevach. It has to be because Hashem said from those who slaughter the Zevach. Halav Hachi, but if we didn't have the word Zovche in the plural tense, Hav Amin would have thought to say, Leilif, Mireishis, Hagez. We should derive from Reishis Hagez to exempt partners from Matanos, from the gifts. 1 second, Adrabba, what do I need this pasuk for? The opposite, Nelef mi Truma, let's learn from Truma. Truma, we learned from the words that it says about Truma, that it says in regards to Truma, Trumo Seichem, so therefore partners are obligated. So we should say, Vinasam, let's learn Truma, let's learn the gifts of Matnas Kahuna of Zerah L'chayim came from Truma, and partners are obligated. Ena Chanami, you're right, that is the source. So if so, Mei Zovchei HaZevach Lamali, what do we learn from the word Zovchei HaZevach? That's look at the Rav for the din of Rav. Adam Rav said, Hadin Matabach, the obligation is on the butcher. So you go to the butcher and tell the butcher to give you the Kohen. You go to the butcher and tell the butcher to give you Zerah L'chayim v'keiva, even though the butcher doesn't own the animal, but he who's slaughtering the animal, he's the one who should be giving the Zerah L'chayayim v'keiva.
That's right. That has nothing to do with the butcher. Does it, Rabbi? I mean,
well,
the guy
it does have to do with
the
butcher.
The slaughterhouse,
yeah,
the owner.
That's what I say, butcher. Before butcher meaning the shochet.
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 Before he sells it to the local butcher.
Even if he doesn't own it. Somebody brought him an animal. When he slaughters the animal, a Kohen comes by, he gives to the Kohen.
But the butcher guy in his shop that is chopping up the meat.
Then it should have gone. That's
he's
right.
He's not liable for that.
That's right.
Now, Rabbi, one more thing. If the farmer is a Jew, okay, grows, farm stuff there, okay, he's obligated to do the maaser 10%. Now, if he has a partner, Gentile, he doesn't have to do it anymore.
Correct.
Correct? Now, if he owns a farm, but let's say he took a loan
to the bank,
okay, from the a Gentile for his farm to grow whatever he had to do, and the farm is in collateral of that bank or that Gentile, is that a partnership?
It's a nice question. I don't think so. No, I don't think that's a partnership. I don't think so. Not yet.
So we have Chachamim on the other side. You're saying none of this is the way we learn it?
Well, according to the Chachamim, even in Reishis Hagez, yes, partners are obligated.
So all of this is the minority opinion, all of this breakdown.
All right, now moving on to Bikurim. Alpha Gav Dechsev, again, according to Rabbi Lai, he exempts partners from Reishis Hagez. In Bikurim, Alpha Gav Dechsev, Artzachat says your land, which sounds like Didachin, has to be yours. To shut for slow, but not if it belongs to partners. It doesn't say Artzachem in the plural tense. But since Kasav Rachmanah, since Hashem said, Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'artzacha. Since it says, Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'artzacha, the Bikurim of all that is in your land. So that's saying, Bikurei Kol, that's Bikurei, it's plural, that's to include partners too. Ela Artzacha Lamali, so why did the Torah say your land? To tell me that you don't have to bring Bikurim from what's out of your land, from, let's say, Syria, Lebanon, America, England. You don't have to bring Bikurim from those places. If a grain that grows there, or pomegranates that grow there. Tzitzis, similar tzitzis. The Torah says, your garment, not suseichem, your garments. Your garment in the singular tense. That would sound like also the dachin, and has to be your garment. The shud for slow, but not if it's owned by partners. Chasav Rachmanas, and there Hashem says, according to Bilay, al kanfe big dehem lido rosam, on the corners of their garments for their generations, to include a garment owned by partners. Elak suscha lamli, so then why did Torah say suscha? Likud Rabbi Yehuda, that's for the lesson of Rabbi Yehuda. Dam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, talas she'ula p'turim enat tzitzis. Kol shloshim yom. If you borrow a talis, you don't have to put on tzitzis for the first 30 days. Because for the first 30 days of a borrowing, it's not called ksuscha, your garment. Now another law, maka, that there's a law that you have to put a fence up.
What was that about tzitzit? I don't
know. If partners own tzitzis, then you do need to put, if they own a garment, they need to put tzitzis on it.
Right.
If a person borrows a four-cornered garment, it's not yet his till he has it for 30 days. Once he had it for 30 days, that's already called his, and he has to put on tzitzis.
You don't make a bracha either for 30 days?
Correct.
So no tzitzit, he could go without tzitzit for 30 days.
Once he gets borrowed. If it's borrowed, it's not his. Maka, the law of a fence on a roof. Afagav dekasa rachmana vasisa maka ligagecha. Make a fence around your roof, not legagechem, not your roofs, but your roof in the singular, which sounds like didach in, only if it's yours, the shut for slow, but if it's owned by partners, then not, according to Rabbi Lai. But Rabbi Lai will tell you, and Michael, there's another pasuk, Kasa Rahman, Hashem said, ki yipol anofel mimenu, and the faller will fall from it. Sounding like whatever you would fall from, even if it's falling from something which is communal, or owned by partners. Elagag chalamel, silvamai asas. Then what do we learn from the fact that it says your roof in the singular tense? That's to exclude a shul or a base medrash. That's not belonging to partners. That belongs to all Jews. Therefore, that's not included in the word gagcha, your roof. Amar Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So now Rav Bibi Bar Abaye brings up the point that Jason brought up. Lasnu lahani klali. All of these rules are wrong. All of these things that Rava said, Rabbi Loi would agree that in these cases partners are obligated from these added psukim are wrong. The Tanya, because we lived in a brisa. Behemas ha-shutfin, if you have an animal owned by partners, chayeves be-bechora, so then the child of that animal is a bechor, and you're obligated to treat it as bechor, give it to the Kohen. Once it gets a blemish, then it can be sold. However, Rabbi Lai Potra, Rabbi Lai exempts it from Bechor. And you just said that in Bechor there was a pasuk to include partners according to Rabbi Lai, right? We get back, Bechor was earlier. Bechoros Bekarchem, back on the other daf. But Rabbi Lai does pater. So my time to Rabbi Lai, what's the reason Rabbi Lai to say it? Because it says, Bekarcha Vitzonecha. I voksiv bekarchem vitzonchem, but we said earlier, Rava said that it says bekarchem vitzonchem, that's to include even partners, because it's in the plural tense. Says the Gemara, no, that means the Kul Yisrael, that means the Bechoros of the Jews have to bring of all the Jews, their firstborn animals have the status of Bechor, but not that it's to include partners. So, Rav Bibi Bar Abaye rejected Rava's explanations. Another source, Am Rav Chanina Misura, Rav Chanina from Sura also said, Lasnu Lahali Klali, I don't agree with all of these things that Rava said. The Tana, because we learned in another Braisa, Behema Sashutfin, an animal belonging to partners, Chayavis B'matanos, is obligated in Zorah L'Chayim V'Keva. And again, Rabbi Lai Poter, Rabbi Lai exempts. My time, a why, yalef nasin and nasin, Mereshus Ages, he learns Xer Shava, Vinasan Vinasan from wool. Malahal de Shutfaslo, just like in wool, if it's owned by partners, you don't have to give to the Kohen, according to Biloy. Havkan de Shutfaslo, so too here, partners don't have to give. It's Rolo Chayan Vakeva. Isakadad is going to tell me, but Truma Machayev, that he holds that in Truma, partners do have to give Truma. So Nelef Nesina Mesina Mechuma. Then you should have what Rava said, that we would learn Xereshav and Nesina Mesina from Truma. Elashmami Nasa, what do you see? That Rava's totally wrong, but Truma Nami Poter. And Truma also be law exempts. So the Gemara says, now, if we're going to say that we're learning from Truma to Truma, so one second, Ima Truma Baritzin, Machutz Laritz Lo, Af Reishas Agez Baritzin, Machutz Laritz Lo. So maybe according to Bilay, we should say that Reishas Agez doesn't apply outside of Israel. The same way Truma doesn't apply outside of Israel, Reishas Agez shouldn't apply outside of Israel. Rabbi Yosef in Harville in. So Yossi from the Harvest said, yes, that is the view of Rabbi Lai. Rabbi Lai holds that there's no law of Truma, just like there's no law of Truma outside of Israel, there's no law of Reishis Hagez outside of Israel. And as we mentioned when we began the whole chapter, Zrol Chaim Vekeva, Rabbi Lai is of the opinion that there's no Matnos Kahuna outside of Israel, there's no Zrol Chaim Vekeva outside of Israel. V'atanya, as we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Lai Omer Belazi says, Matanos, the law of Zerah L'chayan V'keva, that you give from an animal slaughtered, cuts of meat to the Kohen, a nogin ela ba'aretz, it only applies in the land of Israel. V'chein hai Rabbi Lai Omer Belazi said, also, Reish Sagazin, a nogin ela ba'aretz. My time to Rabbi Lai, what's the reason for Rabbi Lai? He said, Gemara says, I'm a rabbi, Yalef, Nesina, Nesina, Rechuma, he learns out from Truma, Gzei Reshava from Truma. Ma truma ba'aretz in mechutz la'aretz lo, just like truma, you only have to give it from the grain of Eretz Yisrael, not from the grain of chutz la'aretz. Afreishes ages, so too reishes ages, and matnos kahunas rolachayim v'keva ba'aretz in the land of Israel, you have to give it mechutz la'aretz lo. Outside of Israel, you don't give it.
Including
what's that? Bechor does apply outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Does apply or doesn't?
That does apply outside of Eretz
Yisrael. So then why we do pre-Aben, you know, for...
Pidyon Aben applies, it does apply.
Apply.
Yeah, that applies.
Applies, means outside Israel we have to do
yes.
It. Bechor we have to do
yes,
it.
Yes, but Zerol HaChayayim V'Keva not.
The only thing is that they...
Cuts of meat. Cuts of meat and Shuma that you don't need to do. And that's as the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Mishnah said in the beginning of last chapter that the law of Zerol HaChayayim V'Keva applies in Israel and outside of Israel. But the Shulchan Aruch says, some say that it doesn't apply outside of Israel, that namely this Gemara here, Rabbi Lai, V'chein Nagu, and that's the custom of people. So the Poskim say, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that's right, it's just that's the custom. That's what people do. The Gaon of Vilna, he used to give Zerua l'chayayim v'keva to kohanim. When he would slaughter animals, he would give the gift to kohanim. But what's that?
Chatam sofer also.
Right. The Gaon of Vilna, the Chatam sofer used to, but no one else did. And we don't, practically. Even in Israel, we don't, which is a problem. Why we don't in Israel?
I don't either.
Listen, we have a goat. We want to do a... We have a goat. We want to do a Shkita demonstration on Sunday. Roger, we can give you the Zerua l'chayayim v'keva.
Yeah, we'll give you the Shkita.
That's right. With the beard, the beard, the beard of the goat.
And the tongue, but raw.
They should have given him the tongue because the coins talk too much.
Wait,
I have to find out if we have a shochet. All right. Amalei Abaye. Abaye said to Rava, if you're going to learn Reishis HaGez from Truma, why don't you say like this? Ima Truma Toveles, just like in Truma, if you didn't separate the Truma, the rest you can't eat. Af Reishis HaGez Toveles, let's say the same thing with Reishis HaGez. If you don't give the 100 gram of wool to the Kohen, you shouldn't be able to benefit from the other wool. Amale, Sarava said, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Reishis goes so necha. Titein lo, and the first of the shearing of the wool of your sheep you should give him. Ein lechabo ela mirishiso ve'elach. In other words, there's only the rachis. He only has a share in it of the rachis, of that beginning that has to be given to him, but otherwise not. But there is no law of tevel. So now another question. If you're going to compare Reishis HaGez to Truma, Ima Truma Chayav Anal of Misa V'Chomesh, Truma, if a non-Kohen eats it b'mezid, he deserves death. If a non-Kohen eats it by mistake, he has to give the amount plus an added fifth. After Reishis HaGez, why don't we say with Reishis HaGez too, that if a non-Kohen uses it and nobody gives Reishis HaGez, Chayav Anal of Misa, if someone deliberately would use it, he should get death. And if someone by mistake uses it, Chomesh, he should have to give the amount back plus another fifth. That's what it says about Truma. They'll die in about the Truma when they desecrate it. And it says about the Truma, V'yasaf a love, and he will add on to it a fifth. A love on it, V'lo al Reishis HaGez. Boom, they'll die in it, V'lo al Reishis HaGez. They won't die with Reishis HaGez. Another question. Ima Truma Rishon V'sheni Achareha. Let's say that according to Rabbi Lai, you should learn another law. Just like in Truma, after you give Truma, then you give Maaser Rishon, then you give Maaser Sheni. So after Reishis HaGez, let's say Reishis HaGez too, you give the first wool to the Kohen, 100 grams, then you should give another 10% to the Levi, and then another 10% bring to Yerushalayim, Sheni Achrea, Amar Kra, that's what the Pasuk says about Reishis HaGez. Reishis, the first, in Machabo Ala Reishis Bilvad, there's only this first thing, there's just this gift, but nothing else. Another question. Just like in Shuma, you can't give from, let's say, grains of this year for grains of that, of last year. After Reishis HaGez, let's say with Reishis HaGez too, you shouldn't be able to give from the wool of one year for the wool of another year. And you're right, you can't give from the wool of one year for the wool of another year. Vatanya, didn't we learn in a braisa? If a guy has two sheep, Vigazas, and he shears the wool, vihiniach, and he puts the wool down. And next year, Gazas, again, he shears those two sheep, vihiniach, and he puts the wool down. And he does this for shnayim v'shaloshanim, for 2 or 3 years. A mitzdarfos, then they don't combine to obligate in Reishis HaGez. Hachamesh, but if you have 5 sheep, mitzdarfos, of the same year, they would combine for to obligate you in Reishis HaGez. But we learned in another braisa, in mitzdarfos, they don't combine if some were of 1 year and some are sheared in another year, even though they're 5 different sheep. So what do you see? Rabbi Lai compares Reishis HaGez to Truma, so different years won't combine. And the braisa that said different sheep of different years would combine is the view of the Rabbanan. All right, another question. If we're going to say according to Rabbi Lai that there's a linkage between Truma and Reishis HaGez, Ima Truma Gadol B'chiyuv Chayiv, only that which grows in an obligation. Right? So if it grew, let's say, owned by a Jew, even though later it was bought, Right? If he bought the field from a Gentile, then he grows the wheat, then it's obligated. Gadol b'ptur, but if the wheat grew with the Gentile, and then the Jew buys it, he's potter, he's exempt from separating truma from it. Afreisa gez nami. So then with Reisa gez also we should say, Gadol b'chiyuv, if it grew when a Jew owned the sheep, then you have to give Reisa gez. Chayiv. B'ptur, but the wool that grew in a Gentile, and then the Jew buys it from him, potter should be exempt. From Reishis, I guess, but Gabi, Chum Minal, and how do we know that that's the law in regards to Chuma? The time is went in a Braisa. Yisrael, Shlakach Sada B'Suri, Yimeovit Kochavim, a Jew who buys a field outside of the land of Israel, in Syria, from a Gentile, Achlo Evia Shlish, if when he bought the field, the grain hadn't yet reached a third of its growth, Chayev, then when it grows to a third, it's in his domain already, so now he has to separate Chuma. Misha Evia Shlish, but if he bought a field with grain that had already grown a third, Rabbi Akiva Machai B'Tosefes. Rabbi Akiva says that which grows past the third, he has to separate truma from it. V'chachamim poach, and chacham say no, since the first third grew in the domain of a non-Jew, therefore it's already a grain in the domain of a non-Jew, so it's not obligated, even though the Jew now buys it. So, according to Rabbi Eloi, let's say the same thing in regards to Reish Sagez. V'chitei Malchanam, if you can tell me, yes, we do say the same thing in Reish Sagez. If it grew in the hands of a non-Jew, it would be exempt. But our Mishnah said, "Hello, keach gez tzon ovid kochavim." If a person buys the wool of sheep of a Gentile, patur mireishis hagez, he's exempt from mireishis hagez because the animal belongs to the Gentile. Ha tzono ligzos. But if I would buy the sheep of the Gentile to cut the wool, then chayiv, I would be obligated, even though that wool grew in the domain of the Gentile. So Gemara says, listen, according to Rabbi Lai, if the wool grows on a Gentile's animal and then you buy it, you are exempt. But you're asking from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you just buy the wool, but not if you bought the animal. Masnisin delok Rabbi Lai. The Mishnah's against Rabbi Lai. But Rabbi Lai would hold that. All right, another question. If we're going to be like, there's a comparison between...
The same thing goes for fruits and, farming stuff. If you buy it from a Gentile, you don't have to pay...
Trumas.
Trumas?
That's right. Imach, if we're comparing Truma to Reish Sagez, let's say Imach, Truma, Mimin al Shein Amin Olo, you can't separate from one type to another type. In other words, let's say you have black figs and white figs. You can't give the black figs to be chuma for the white figs. So let's say afresh zagez. Let's say also with afresh zagez, min al sheino mino lo, that you shouldn't be able to separate white wool on behalf of dark wool. The gabi chumino. And how do we know that in chuma you can't separate from dark for the white? The time is lived in a brisa. Hilo shnei mina tzeinim. Let's say you have two types of figs, shchoros ulevanos, black ones and white ones, or v'chein shnei mina chitim, or two types of wheat. Ain tormin uma asu mizel zeh. You can't separate from the white for the black, or for the black for the white. Rabbi Yitzchak omer mishum Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yitzchak says name Rabbi Lazar that there's an argument. Beishami omer main tormin. Beishami says you can't do that. Ubeisil omer tormin. Beisil, so you could separate from one to the next. All right. So according to Rabbi Lai, who compares Reish Sagez to Chuma, let's say the same with Reish Sagez, after Reish Sagez, so too in the wool. Min al she'eno mino lo. You shouldn't be able to separate white wool on behalf of dark wool. So Gemara says, and you're right, according to Rabbi Lai, you can't. So now the Gemara says, really? But it's not, but we learned, and this is that we learned in our mission as well. This is we learned in our mission as well. Our Mishnah says that if a guy is selling the wool that's on the sheep, then the buyer is supposed to separate the reishis hagez from that wool. But if the seller only sold part of the wool that's on the sheep, so then he has to separate reishis hagez. The seller still owns part of the wool. He has to separate reishis hagez for his and for the buyer. If the seller though has two types, shkufos, dark ones, and levanos, and white ones, machalo shkufos, he sold to the buyer the dark ones, avalo levanos, but not the white ones, zenosin la'atzmo, zenosin la'atzmo, this one gives for himself, and this one gives for himself. So what do you see? That the dark and the white are considered two different types, and you don't separate from one to the next. So you might say, one second, no, elamayata, but if that's the case, safe on the end of the mission, Diftani, where it said, Zacharim, if a guy sold the wool of the male sheep, avalona kavos, but not the wool of the female sheep, zenosin latzman, zenosin latzman, the Mishnah says this one gives for himself and this one gives for himself. Hachanam yishim detrei minin, are you going to say that those are two different types? They're not two different types, just one's male, one's female. Ella, what did the Mishnah mean? This one gives for himself and this one gives for himself. You should give from the Kohen, from the females for the females, because that's soft. And from the male hair, which is harder, give to separately. So that's what it's saying. So the Mishnah is just giving advice. Hachanami, see here too. It's a tova kamashman, the lesa lemitzarvayu. He's just giving him advice that he should give from both. In other words, why would you give from the white for the dark? The white is more valuable than the dark. But in fact, the white and the dark, maybe you could give from one on the next, because maybe we don't have a law that you can't give from one type to the next. So the Gemara then says, that would be against Rabbi Eloi. We've already said, it's not a question. We already said that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eloi's views in general, so this also could be against Rabbi Eloi. So now another question, if Rabbi Eloi compares Reishis Hages to Chuma, Imat Chuma being in Reishis, Shashirea Nikarin, that when the law of Chuma is, you have to give some of it, and you have to have something left over. Af Reishis Hages should also be that you should only have to give a little bit, Shashirea Nikarin in. So the Gemara says, you should have to give something and leave something over. So you see that there's something left over. But not, didn't we learn in a Mishnah, Homer, kol grani chuma. Somebody says, all of my grain is chuma. Kol yisasi chala, all of my dough is chala. Lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything because it hasn't been shirani karm. There's no leftover visible. Ha kol gazi rachis, but if a person says, all of my shearings are rachis, tvarav kayam, that sounds like it would work. But I need to put another bryce that says, lo amar klum, if he says, all of my shearings are rachis, it's nothing. Elav shenamna, what do you have to say? Rabbi Loi, yes. Rabbi Loi learns Reishis Hages from Chuma. So just like in Chuma, you have to have Shirei Nikarin, the leftover has to be visible. So too in Reishis Hages. For Harabbanan. And the other Bryce says the view of the Rabbanan. Shema Mina, that's in fact what we can prove. Okay, we're up to Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak again. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakot.